across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. We're at the pointy end of the week. Stephen, how are you? How was your day yesterday?
Yeah, very good, actually. Very exciting. I played for Abysmal Abilities, another win in our five-a-side comp, which is very good.
Have you won every game now? Maybe
we had one draw, but other than that,
a draw is just a win.
Unblemished on our record,
isn't it?
Yes, some say that, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah. That's two times winners.
Well, not quite. Half a win, I suppose. We also cooked our last Chilean meal.
Oh.
Because we're doing this, like, Wheel of Cuisine thing.
You're not doing it Monday to Friday?
Well, we are, but it only takes... I only get, like, three meals in a week. Because you cook enough for, like, two nights.
Ah.
You know, like, cook leftovers.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
That's one of the great things is, you know, especially with some of these cuisines...
Right.
Get better the next night, you know, like a nice soup or something like that.
So what are you making tonight?
Well, I have leftovers of last night, which was our tomato can, or I think it was called. Yeah,
interesting.
Something like that.
Oh, that's good. The wheel of food continues.
Most certainly does. What did you get up to yesterday?
Just did shop stuff, and then I was out for a walk, taking the dog for a walk last night.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of owls just right there near the house looking
at
me.
That's scary.
Well, are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just see them and go, oh, well, Harry Potter is real. That's where they're from, yeah.
Right, that's your natural reaction, isn't
Straight
it?
Away, that's what I think, yeah.
All right, moving on.
Yeah,
morning, Jess.
More news. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good.
How was Thornton overnight? Anything exciting happen?
Nah, not at all.
Oof, she's flying off the wall as usual.
I assume you stayed up and watched the Daily M last night?
Not a chance.
No, would have been in bed, I imagine.
Yep. By 5:30, classic Jess.
Literally.
That being said, though, we will catch up with you very shortly about all things Dally M, because the Knights have done pretty well.
Smashed it.
Very keen to chat about that
Indeed.
In minutes.
Indeed. All right. Of course, all that chat in just a couple of, what were they again?
Minutes.
That's it.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, the Dally M Awards last night, and a pair of Knights fullbacks taking out the top award.
Yeah, they sure did. So Kaelin Ponga, he took out the men's Dally M medal, and Tamika Upton, our fabulous NRLW fullback, she won the women's Dally M medal for their awesome work all season. Kaelin Ponga in his speech said that, you know, when he went overseas to Canada to do some research and get some ideas on his concussion situation, that he had a really good stern chat to himself and said he was sick of letting people down and he wanted to come back and make his teammates proud and Newcastle proud, and he firmly believes that he did that, and the whole team did a fabulous job. And both Kaelin Ponga and Tamika said in their speeches that, you know, obviously it's an individual medal, but really it's for the whole team because they wouldn't have gotten it without them.
Oh, that wise words.
And it is interesting as well because for Tamika, she wasn't the only girl that took out award for the night as well.
Yeah, Jessie Southwell, she was awarded the NRLW Try of the Year.
And Yasmin Clydesdale in for Team of the Year in
yes.
the second row as well.
Yes.
So a few of our Knights players, you know, there
are
they thereabouts.
Where are they storing them all? That's how many there are. Unreal stuff. Switching gears a little bit, police have done a bit of a blitz on firearms.
Yeah, so right across the state, they've seized 80 firearms, including a few here in the Hunter. They were specifically targeting people who had links to outlaw motorcycle gangs and organised criminal networks. So there was a guy at Mount Hutton who was charged after police located a slingshot and a number of breaches with his firearm storage situation. At Greta, there was another arrest too. Police located a firearm with a silencer attached during a safe storage inspection there, and they were just two examples of a number of arrests across the state.
Interesting.
Slingshot stands out there, doesn't it?
It does.
It does.
It was like the least sinister of all those weapons. Wow, fascinating.
Interesting indeed, but I guess what's illegal is illegal.
That's it. You still cause a fair bit of damage with a slingshot. Just doesn't seem
sure,
as...
Sure, you could upset a bird, I guess.
Yeah, don't know. Interesting.
Oi, that was very upsetting, says the bird. Anyway, of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, Stephen, I thought you were one of Newcastle's best stretcher bearers. That's why you got called back for this year, but seems like you might be out of a job.
Well, I'm not. Don't need a pre-season. Not worried about it.
Oh, what do you...
Pre-season's for people who need to, you know, a bit rusty, need to blow off the cobwebs.
Not for you.
I've just got it.
So you're just straight into the main season.
That's it, yeah. I'm not worried about this pre-season stuff.
Okay,
it doesn't
fair
bother
enough,
me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. That's
they
it.
Put the juniors on that, do they?
That's it. The apprentice gets a run that day. That's, yeah, it's not for experienced stretcher bearers like myself. Don't need to worry about it. Don't want to risk injury before the season.
Well,
you know?
That is smart. And I do, I salute you for that, you know. As one of the more experienced stretcher bearers, I think you've got this in the bag.
I most certainly do. Anyway, hey, Cremo, coming up very shortly on the show, like it or not, after 8 o'clock, we've got New FM's ticket picker box.
Full stay in your car stuff. Keep there. If you got plans to work today, cancel them. Because you can win tickets with us after 8.
And some big tickets as well. I mean, Kiss in there, Cause in there, tickets to Spiegel Tent. There's a whole bunch more as well.
It's
so,
ticket madness over here.
Most certainly is. Like we said, New FM's ticket picker box happening after 8 o'clock this morning.
Here at New FM.
Speaking of exciting news as well, Crevo.
Yeah.
Halloween, about a month away.
Oh, right? Get around it.
Well, Halloween, a very polarising holiday in Australia.
Yeah, some love it. I like it.
I tend to enjoy it as well. I think it's harmless fun, but a lot of people are like, oh, it's an American thing. What, you know, what's it got to do with us? And I don't know, the fun police come out in force.
Oh, don't they? What? So is the car, but I enjoy cars.
Yeah, well, that's it.
I've got one. It's very useful.
Anyway, if Halloween's not your shtick, if you don't enjoy it, and, you know, you're really worried about people knocking on your door, coming trick and treating, all that kind of stuff, I've got a bit of a solution for you, right?
Oh, that's good. We're an inclusive show.
We most certainly are, and it comes in the form of an isolated retreat, right?
Ooh, this sounds saucy.
Popped up on my Airbnb feed, advertised. Okay. I'll read out the description for it, all right? This Halloween, Donkey is swamp-sitting for his best pal Shrek, and he's rolling out the welcome mat to host fairy tale creatures of all kinds while he's there. Shrek's mud-laden, moss-covered, murky-watered swamp is situated among the rolling hills of Scotland, where guests can stay up late, swap stories, and eat like an ogre. Because in the morning, Donkey's making waffles. Onion and ogre enthusiasts can request to book this fairy tale stay in Shrek's swamp beginning October 13th, right? So a couple weeks away.
This seems... Okay, I've got to call this out, though. Have they just rented out a swamp and then they're saying it's Shrek themed so that you'll pay for basically renting a bit of old dirt, muddy dirt?
Well, it's like, you get like, I don't know, the decor looks pretty good. Like, they've set it up so it is pretty similar to that of the movie.
Oh, so it's like you're staying in a cartoon house kind of thing.
Yeah, well, you're staying in Shrek's house, essentially.
Right.
So they do have like you've even got to go to the outhouse for the loo. It's not inside. They've got like, it's a hollowed out tree stump. I don't know. Like,
sounds mildly inconvenient.
Oh, well, it's a novelty, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Like, you go and you stay. Imagine if you had, like, young kids or something like that.
Oh, they would love it. Yeah. If they're big Shrek fans, this is a once, you know, once in a lifetime experience, right?
Well, most certainly. And to, like, launch the opening, I guess, of this new accommodation, which is, let's be real, a novelty accommodation.
Yeah.
They've got on their website here, and I quote, "Brogers will be able to request to book an exclusive two-night swamp stay for up to 3 guests on Halloween weekend, October 27th to 29, for free."
What? You can go for free?
Offering a two-night stay for free, up to you and 3 guests, for 4 people, and Airbnb will be making donations to Scottish children charities to honour childhood memories, I suppose.
This is a bit good. All you got to do is get your ticket to Scotland, I assume.
Yeah, well, they're not paying for accommodation. For flight, sorry.
Yeah, that's a small inconvenience, but if you're already going, what a great deal.
Oh, you know, you get 2 nights free while you're there.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're like, oh, I'm looking at the numbers, damn, we're $50 short of our trip to Scotland. There you go.
Sorted. You know what? They say that sometimes the things we talk about on this show are too niche, But I say no.
I say no, indeed. Once again, for those who are interested, because this isn't a competition. It's kind of like a first in, best dress type thing.
Yeah, right.
It's like October 13th at 6 p.m. BST, whatever that means.
Don't know.
To look up the time conversion.
That's the best time, I guess.
Best time. That's when it'll be available to book. Look, if you're looking for something a little bit different, or you're heading over that way anyway, and you
want
to
experience.
Yeah, do a cool once in a lifetime experience. I think this is a bit of fun.
New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
If you want some free stuff early on, this is your chance. We've got freebies to give away right now. All you got to do is, I guess, ring up 4967-4105.
Step one.
And then play Three of a Kind, which, if you haven't heard it, this is how it works. We give you three things. You go, what's the theme between those three things? If you can figure that out quicker than someone else you're playing against, you're getting prizes. And what do you get today, Stephen?
Mate, you have got a $60 voucher to the Lucky Hotel Newcastle, if you don't mind. And, of course, Lucky, your kids eat free these and every school holidays. So, perfect for the next couple of weeks at the Lucky Newcastle. We've been having a look at their menu. Oh, my God. Treat yourself. That's
indeed
all I'm saying.
All right, I'm going to give you an example just quickly.
All right,
Stephen,
I'm ready.
Special K Cocoa Pops Rice Bubbles.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Because my name is my buzzer, I'd say they're cereals.
You've got it. See?
Now,
if you've heard that and you go, I can do that, I could win that, 4967-4105. To Ellamore Vale, where we met yesterday's runner-up, Sharon. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, indeed. You feeling more confident today after a practice run yesterday?
I'm feeling very lucky, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, they continue. Whoa. The lucky jokes continue.
We thought they'd be gone, but they're not.
Lucky us.
I know, indeed. Oh, I see what you did there.
All right, up against Sharon, we go to Shortland. Morning, June. How are you?
Hello, how are you, Nova?
Oh, very well.
Excellent.
You sound chipper. You had your coffee this morning. What's going on, June?
A bit of Red Bull, cup of tea, driving.
Tradies breakfast, is it?
Yes, it is.
Breakfast of the champions, indeed. Well, what we're going to do here, of course, is get you two to battle it out in three of a kind. So, scoring works first to two, best of three. Before we do that, though, we must test everyone's buzzer. Sharon, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Sharon.
Lovely. June next.
June.
All right.
Strong.
We're ready to go.
First one, Stephen, please.
Without further ado, let's get into it. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. The first one I've got for you, swing, slide, seesaw.
Sharon.
Oh, that's tight. I think it was Sharon just.
Playground equipment.
Playground equipment is exactly what I've got written in front of me.
One on the board.
One on the board to Sharon.
Next one, please.
Next one I've got, diet, zero sugar and vanilla.
Sharon.
Sharon, quickest again there.
Like soda drinks.
And then a bit more specific.
Diet, soda drinks, Coca-Cola.
Oh, you can't just have 10 guesses. I'm buzzing you out. We're moving on to the next one.
Yeah, we'll move on to the next one. All right. So, let's go next. Bella Italia, Napoli Centrale. Oh,
June.
June's already jumped in, yeah.
Pasta sauce.
What was that?
Pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce, no, what we're looking for. Last one here.
No, hang on. Sharon, do you want to guess at this?
I don't know,
Aston. No idea what you're saying there, so I'm buzzing you out. Absolutely not.
Italian restaurant's what we're looking for there. All right, next one. Pavlova trifle plum pudding. June, quickest there.
Dessert
is correct, and some of Christmas' finest. So we're at one apiece now.
Everything to play for here.
Ooh, indeed. The pressure is on. Let's go. Screw, bolt, nail.
Two.
June, quickest there.
Two, hammers, nails. Tools, I couldn't say it, sorry.
Tools? Not what we're looking for, is it?
No. Sharon, you want to have a guess?
I didn't quite hear, but I think they're like screws. Things that you can...
Can't do this either.
You can't take that.
No. Right. One more.
We'll move on. We'll move on.
No,
one more.
I'm outside with a bird tweeting. I can't even hear.
Birds are tweeting.
There's something so noisy going on.
All right, let's try and get this one done. Let's go with barbecue, chicken, salt and vinegar.
Sharon.
June was quicker. Buzzing in quickest, I think.
What?
Chippies is correct. Well done.
And oh, my God.
You know, what was a clinical game of three of a kind this morning. June has walked away with a $60 voucher for the Lucky Hotel. Congratulations.
Unlucky Sharon, thank you very much.
Oh, rub the salt in the wounds if you don't mind.
Indeed. We'll give Sharon another go tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. Same time, same place, right here on UFM.
That's right. Now we move to the UK for this next story. This lady had a friend round just to visit, and they're like, oh, let's get a takeaway dinner. Jumps on Uber Eats, and she goes, oh, my card's expired or something. Can you put yours in? So this, you know, her mate just puts his card in and they get, like, some pizzas, jobs done.
Right? Yeah, easy.
She's then, the next day, jumped back on Uber Eats and gone, oh, his card's still in there. Might just treat myself to another dinner.
That's cheeky, isn't it?
Very cheeky. She then went on to do 211 more takeaways over the following time, costing nearly $10,000.
Wow.
Can you imagine? She's obviously had his details just saved in there and gone, why ever cook again?
Is there any information on how long, like, the duration is of these 211 orders?
Yeah, it was over a six-month period.
No.
So
she hasn't even tried to be a little sneaky. Because if you did one a month,
sure,
probably get away with it, right?
No, she was just going one after another.
Wow.
Pretty much every meal for some days. And she was, it was a mix of everything. A lot of McDonald's in there, a lot of Subway. Obviously, those were her favourite. And this one called Costa Coffee. So she was even just getting coffees delivered to her house.
Nah, the delivery fee cost you more than the coffee.
Oh,
probably.
Outrageous. Yeah, if you just get some coffees brought around, that's probably like $20 just for a coffee and a muffin or something, and all that money just going off this guy's card. Obviously, like, once he found out, straight to court, trying to get the money back. She's been ordered to pay it.
That screams of, like, a Judge Judy case, doesn't it?
I know.
You'd see that on telly with Judge Judy.
But it's maybe slightly too much money-wise for Judge Judy. They're often a little bit more petty. But, so apparently Uber Eats are, like, normally we've got processes and checks to prevent this, but somehow it slipped through the cracks. And this person, yeah, they've got this big bill.
It's crazy as well, because the only thing that's stopping that scam, I guess, for lack of a better word, happening to me, it's the fact that I probably don't have $10,000 to lose. But, like, a lot of people, I mean, myself included, I don't really check my
day-to-day transactions. Especially if it's just, say,
I probably should be more diligent, but I'm really not. I just kind of, like, let it do its thing.
Well, it's $10,000 over 6 months, so slowly, you know, you've just $10 here, $15, $20 there.
That's not a long enough period, though, for me not to notice, I don't think. If she tried to do it over, say, the span of a couple years, more likely to get away with it.
But if so, oh, well, Stephen, can I just have a look at your wallet? That looks quite nice, actually.
You can't have it.
Oh, okay. What if I just want to order one thing on Uber Eats?
Well, cancel the card, I reckon.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And I mean, Jess mentioned it there, but a big congratulations once again to Caelan Ponga and Tamika Upton.
Oh, indeed.
A pair of Newcastle fullbacks. Knights fullbacks take it out the top award. Dally M, of course, which is unbelievable. And the girls, their season's not done yet. They've got the grand final on Sunday, the big dance.
Everyone talking about this.
And ahead of this, of course, season decider, biggest game of the year, we've got NRLW star Liv Higgins on the show in about an hour's time to chat all things footy.
You don't want to miss that. Next, though, one of the big debates, I guess questions, and there'd be a lot of tradies who would weigh in on this.
Okay.
What is the best iced coffee out there? Because some of them are going to be in a big shortage of supply soon.
Oh,
so you
okay.
Want to stock up.
Panic buy. Toilet paper 2.0.
It's a bit like that. Now, though, Dare Ice coffee drinkers are set to be in all sorts of trouble because the factory workers are going to go on strike over pay. And this is going to obviously impact Dare Ice coffee production. And there's a chance there's going to be major shortages.
Really?
So, I mean, you know, before the toilet paper shortages, I didn't think they were possible. Like, I was thought, you know what? This is all just a media blow-up. This is all just hype over nothing. But there'll be so many people on work sites all across this country in all sorts of trouble if Dare Iced Coffee's going shortage. Because, in my opinion, Dare Iced Coffee, it's the number one iced coffee in a bottle.
You reckon it's cream de la crop?
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? I just wanted to put this out there. 4967-4105. What's the best iced coffee? Is there other people out there that think, like, Dare's not number one and there's other ones? Like, a lot of people I have heard talking about, like, Farmers Union and stuff like that. I tried it. Didn't reckon it was all that.
I used to really love those Barista Bros ones.
Oh, yeah.
I think there was talk about them being scrapped as well.
Oh, I don't even know if they're still around.
I don't know, but the Barista Bros ones I used to love. But it is, like, really a quintessential Australian tradie breakfast,
well,
isn't it?
People are very tribal about it, you know? They stick with their one. They always get it first thing in the morning. But maybe you've already had four already. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 4967-4105. Which is the superior, which is the best iced coffee? Perhaps you're a bit nervous about this whole Dare shutdown situation.
I think, honestly, Dare's advertising is better than their iced coffee.
You're not a fan?
Not that great. Bit overrated, I think.
No, I reckon they're really good. I'm probably...
Bit too sweet for me, I think.
Yeah, well, they do have the ones without sugar and all that stuff if you're into that.
Maybe I need to try that.
4967-4105. Which is the best iced coffee out there? And, of course, best callers on air today. $100 fuel cards up for grabs, and everyone needs it. The price of petrol is going through the roof at the moment.
Well, that's it. Whether you're going away these holidays or you're just trying to get to and from work,
yeah,
this will help you out.
Absolutely.
And there'll be lots of people in the car at the moment, like you and I, Crevo, partial to an iced coffee in the morning because it's so early.
We
don't like it, and you don't have time to make a brew all the time. It's just nice and convenient, isn't it?
Exactly. 4967-4105. Which is the best iced coffee out there? Your team Crevo love the Dare, or maybe you've got a different opinion on which is best. Producer Scott, now, you've got one. Are you drinking one now, I believe?
I've got one. I'm guzzling it at the second, gents. At the second.
Okay, what's the brand? What is it?
It is the Boss Iced Coffee. It is the Japanese canned coffee, because I'm going to Japan shortly.
Oh, is he getting in the mood
and
for
I'm
it?
Getting
acclimatized, you reckon? Grow up. I'm getting away.
4967-4105 to get involved. Best iced coffees out there.
And of course, just for getting involved, if you're on your way to work and you're thinking, man, that light's on, the fuel light, $100 worth of free petrol could be up for grabs. Prices through the roof. All you need to do, give us a call, 4967-4105. Tell us your favourite iced coffee and you're in the draw.
That's it. $100 fuel cards up for grabs in Newcastle. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy. Yourself?
Very good. Now, are you concerned about this Dare shortage?
No, not really, because I've got a great idea for those people who love Dare.
Yeah.
You will not run out of coffee. So what I do, I go to the service station and get one of those cups with the ice for the iced coffees, and I fill it up, and I put, like, say, three espressos if I'm feeling flat in the morning or two. You add your sugar, you can add your milk, and make it the way you want it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, right. So is that like the 7-Eleven and stuff? Is that where they're doing them?
Yeah, 7-Eleven, you've got, like, the
most
BC,
of the servos do
a whole lot, yeah.
Yeah, look, he's right across it, that's for sure.
You have to add, that's the problem, though. I feel guilty because when you buy an iced coffee,
it's all in there.
It's all in there, whereas when you make it, you've got to consciously put that much sugar in it to make it sweet. Yeah,
and that many shots as well.
Yeah.
When you read a 4-shot on there, you go, that's all right.
Ignorance is almost bliss when it comes to purchasing your iced coffees, I think. That's what convenience is so good.
That's right. To Singleton next, Paul, what's the superior iced coffee?
Good morning, guys. First time listener, long time caller. I'm going to stick to the Oak, Mr. Hungry Tired, the Oak.
Yep.
Iced coffee.
It's
so underrated.
Yeah, right. Because when I think Oak, I think chocolate milk. I don't think of iced coffee, but you reckon that's a solid one?
Oh, mate, if you want to go and do that, you'd be saying Dare Who, 100%.
Paul's right. Those advertising campaigns they do for Oak are so good. Kill Hungry Thirsty.
Oh, pretty smart, isn't it? Because you might be thinking, I do need a saucy roll with this. Not anymore, not with an Oak.
You got the 2-in-1, the protein included. There you go, Paul. Bit of a hack for the tradie breakfast.
I like that.
Let's go to Aberglasson next. Morning, Emma. What's the superior iced coffee?
Double espresso Dare.
You are a Dare fan. Are you concerned about the shortage? Have you got a little bit of a stock at home?
No, I don't, but I will be this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Work smarter, not harder, because you don't want to miss it, right?
And even if they do have, like, you know, enough, the price will go up.
Oh, that's,
you know,
right.
Supply and demand. That's how
it's
pricing works.
It's already a ridiculous price just for Dare.
That's right. No. Imagine it goes up. You'll be in all sorts of trouble.
There you go. There is a bit of concern right around the Hunter. Fingers crossed they sort out this industrial action, because if Dare stops, Newcastle stops.
New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Crevo, T-minus 1 hour to New FM's ticket picker box. The box is in studio with you and I. If you haven't heard this yet, where on earth have you been? It's the easiest way to get local prizes as local winners.
That's right.
Super simple. So three boxes in front of us. Basically, all three boxes contain a prize.
You're guaranteed a prize if you get on.
That's it. If you get on, you guarantee yourself a prize. You pick the box, we open said box, and we tell you what was in the box. You win that prize. Really simple. Lots of cool stuff up for grabs as well. Kiss tickets, tickets to the Cause. We've got Gold Class to Event Cinemas.
Yeah.
Tickets to the Spiegelton, Jets games. There's a
How
whole
about
bunch in there.
Newcastle Comedy Club.
Yeah, a bit of a laugh Friday night comedy.
Yes, please.
Yeah, pretty handy as well. Plenty of local prizes for local winners, and it's happening after 8.
Next, though, we unpack a situation which is becoming a serious issue. And it's moved from the world of TikTok into the real world.
Okay, dangerous.
We're talking main character syndrome. You've heard this bandied about and wondered what's going on. I'll fill you in all the details up next.
And coming up very shortly, our NRLW star Liv Higgins joins us, chatting all things Dally M last night, plus, of course, the big dance on Sunday. They're through to the NRLW Grand Final, and, of course, the excitement is palpable.
Of course, we'll chat to her in just a few minutes. Talking about main character syndrome. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've heard this term, like, talked about and wonder what is going on, essentially what it is, it's mostly young people who think they are the main character in the world story that's happening all around them. Imagine that they're sort of in a video clip, a music video clip, and the camera's following them at all times. That's basically what it is.
I dispute the fact that it's mostly young people.
You reckon it's a broader range of people?
I think people in general can be entitled.
That's true.
There's a lot of older people who are entitled as well.
It can be anyone. It's true. Obviously, it's been people are talking about it a lot on TikTok.
It's been coined on TikTok, basically. The term's been invented on TikTok, but once it's one of those words where once someone has given it like an actual, I guess, word for it, you're like, oh my god, that happened so much in my life. I just never knew how to define it before.
Yeah, that's it. Might have bothered you in the background, but you've never sort of known what to say. It happens though, and I'm seeing it more and more. I feel around Newcastle, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago when we had one of those hot spells, I nipped down to Merriweather, right? And there's the Blue Door Cafe there. It's always great to just grab a coffee and just watch the surf, even if you're not going for a swim. Right?
Yeah.
Grab my coffee, and I'm sitting, there's those long benches there, and this person said to me, oh, can you sit a bit further down? I'm trying to film a video here, like a selfie-type video. I'm like, I'm sitting on a public bench. Nick off.
Yeah.
Film it on your own. Like, why do they think they can move me along so that they can film their personal video, some TikTok, a little bit better?
It's because they're the main character. It's main character syndrome. That's a perfect example.
Oh, winds me right up.
You know one that used to really bother me, and it doesn't bother me so much now because we're not in footy season.
Yeah.
But when you're driving from, like, Qatar away through to Cameron Park, Edgeworth, that kind of direction.
Yeah.
There's that roundabout where you go, I think from Park Ave onto the inner city bypass.
Yeah.
And maybe you're still in Qatar or in Garden Suburb by this point.
It's a big one there.
Yeah, big one there. But people love to queue up through the roundabout. Like, they like to queue up. And then, so if you're trying to exit, you can't because people have queued it right through.
Oh, you know, like, that
people
is
can't
annoying.
Come, say, east-west because north-south is completely blocked up.
That's perfect example.
What, you think no one else matters? You can't wait 5 seconds.
You own the road, do you? Own the roundabout. Ridiculous. Yeah. Another road-based one is, you know, at Beaumont Street, they've got the level crossing for the trains.
Mm-hmm.
On the, I guess, the Maitland Road side, there's like a keep clear. right? And that's supposed to be so people can drive on the cross street and cross and come through. And I saw like little Suzuki Swift
sitting in the middle.
They've just used it. They've gone, oh, here's a perfect chance for me to join the queue, like cut in front of the queue. That's not what it's for. Then it's blocked and no one can go through.
And you know what you do as well? Like, you always try and give those people a bit of a dirty look and they're just looking straight forward, their hands on the wheel.
Because they know.
They know they're in the wrong, but they're just trying to act oblivious, act like they don't care.
If you can, the best you can do is if you can catch their attention. Dirty looks good, but a thumbs down, very satisfying.
Very, very satisfying indeed. I've got another one here. Yeah. When people get to the front of a queue, like a cafe or fast food restaurant, only to then start thinking about what they want to order.
Oh.
They've been waiting, queuing up for minutes and minutes, and then they decide once they get to the front, oh, now start having a look, start thinking.
You know what? And there's not even the excuse, oh, I can't see the menu. You can get it on your phone.
You can always
Google the menu of a restaurant on your phone. Start thinking about it at the back of the queue.
You know what the worst one is, though? And I'll finish on this.
Yeah.
People who try too hard singing happy birthday at someone else's party. Your singing sucks, one. And two, the day's not about you. Why are you trying so hard singing happy birthday? No one cares.
Indeed. New FM.
This Sunday, the NRL's big dance. And, of course, our ladies through to the NRLW Grand Final. They take on the Titans in the season decider. And ahead of this big match, NRLW star Liv Higgins joins us once again. Morning, Liv. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh. No stress. Now, first question I've got for you, Liv. Another grand final for you. Do you ever get bored of making grand final appearances? You're not interested in a longer pre-season or anything? What's going on?
Wait, what was that? Sorry?
Do you not get bored of making grand finals? Another appearance for you. You know, surely you get sick of it.
It's really weird. It's like, to play in another one, it feels very surreal. It's considering it was a longer season, and I can't believe that we're playing in another one. It's great.
Another one
indeed. Suffering from success, DJ Khaled, the great man, once said. A big question as well, of course, we've got the grand final this weekend, and fingers crossed we come away with the chockies. Saying we do, where's the after party? Where can people in Newcastle find you? I'd guess early Monday morning. Are you coming back to Newey that night to celebrate?
Yeah, we leave pretty well, I think, an hour or two after our game, so we don't play for the main game, and then we come home and go to next, I think, and then that's kind of where, I'm not sure what goes on after
not
that.
Not sure.
That old chestnut. Yeah. We're not sure what's happening from there.
Oh, soda water all around, is it?
Yeah, a bit of soda water, but people can go and watch the game, I think, there if they like, and then they can be there when we get back. I think it's open to the public till about 11:30.
Nice one. Now, I saw as well online you guys were doing the big open training session. Did you get a couple of fans down there getting selfies and stuff like that?
What's the excitement like?
Yeah, it was good. There was quite a few people there, actually. We didn't do much of a training session. It was more so just a bit of a, muck around thing. But we had, all of them there, and we could engage with them. It was really good. There's some diehard Newcastle fans out there, that's for sure.
Oh, they most certainly are. And they packed out McDonald Jones on the weekend as well. Over 12,500. Unbelievable. Now, for those that are unaware, Liv, you talked about then a couple perhaps soda waters celebrating after the game. For those who don't know, you work as a teacher as well full-time, as well as playing for our Knights. Now, is it, pure coincidence or a stroke of genius working as a teacher? Because we're in school holidays. You get the week off to celebrate if we win the big dance.
I know, it's great. It's perfect timing. It's definitely needed, that's sure. There's a few teachers in the team, actually, and we're all very grateful for how the
timings worked out. Oh, that's good. Well, it'll be a big party, no doubt, when you guys win.
And speaking of some of the other girls and a close friend of yours, I mean, the Dally M Awards were last night, picked up three awards. Tamika Upton got the best player, of course, which is incredible. But one of your close friends, Yasmin Clydesdale, in the team of the year, second rower. Is it something that she'll hold over your head? Is she a humble winner, or is she going to be bragging to you about it?
No, she's very humble, and she's very deserving of that award. I think she would have been up there. I think she should have been in the top 10 for the actual Dally M. She's been unreal this season. So, no, very humble. I'm very proud of her, actually.
And were you a bit stiff not to get an invite to the Dally M?
Yes.
I'd love to go, but it is what it is, and there's always next year, and, yeah, I'm not too concerned. Like, to be honest, I'm happy just to focus on the Premiership this week and hopefully get the win in that.
Well, yeah, of course, that is the focus. It's great to see that the girls were so dominant in the Dally M last night, and fingers crossed that dominance continues through to the grand final. Like we said, Sunday, they're playing the Titans. Best of luck, Liv.
We're behind
fingers
you.
Fingers crossed, yeah, we chat to you next week as a winner. How good would that be?
I hope so. Thanks, guys.
Chat to you then. Oh, what an absolute legend she is.
And there you go. Heard it from Liv's mouth. Early hours of Monday morning, I guess.
Get See yourself next.
Get yourself the next. It's going to be a big party, I think.
New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Yes, and we are just 26 minutes away from New FM's ticket box. That's right, your chance to win so many tickets. Every single person that gets on the air with it wins a prize instantly. It's just which box you pick. Determines which tickets you pick up.
All very exciting. Up next, though, we'll keep you around, Jess, because there's, I guess, a bit of controversy around one of Newcastle's biggest events, of course, the supercars. A lot going on. We'll get you to help us make sense of it all and get your opinions on it in minutes right here on New FM. She's not too busy. I'd love to enlist the help of our resident journalist, of course, our star journalist, Jess, from the newsroom, to help us make sense of what really has become a pretty messy situation around the supercars. Of course, we had the Newcastle 500 earlier this year, which I thought was a great event.
Yeah.
But the future of the Newcastle 500 in disrepute, I suppose, even though the supercars calendar's about to come out, it's all very messy, isn't it?
It seems like a bit of a Mexican standoff, to be honest. Like,
interesting.
So basically what's been happening lately is the state government has offered funding for the supercars event, but they've only offered funding for 1 year. And the contract, the council and supercars wanted to see it go for another 5 years.
Now, right.
Council has also done a survey, or an independent body has done a survey for council, for Newcastle residents the last few months. And the results of that survey are split down the middle. Some people want it, some people love it, some people hate it. And council are now, in this like, oh, okay, what do we do? What do we do? But they're starting to really run out of time because supercars release their calendar for the upcoming season, usually in early October, and we're, what, 2 or 3 days out from October?
Yeah.
So
they're running out of time. Well, that's the thing. I thought, probably naively, that the Newcastle 500 2024 would be a formality. I assumed it would kind of just, this has already been sorted, because they've had a long time to work
they
all this
had
out.
A long time.
And the first time I realised it wasn't sorted out was that whole BP competition debacle. Basically, came out, they offered these like VIP experience tickets you could win, and Newcastle Council were like, hold on, we haven't confirmed it yet. So, I mean, a couple of statements have come out over the last couple of days. Supercars have released a statement saying that Supercars and Destination New South Wales are aligned in their shared commitment to host the opening event of 2024. And discussions are ongoing with Newcastle City Council. Basically, they're working together trying to secure a long-term future here in what they've called New South Wales' second largest city, of course, Newcastle. Whereas the New South Wales government has pretty much thrown the Newcastle Council under the bus. Their statement is, the Minns Labor government have provided fundings to host the race in Newcastle in 2024, as you said, Jess, and we have the support of supercars for a one-year extension before a longer plan is finalised. So they're like, oh, we'll do it 1 year while we sort out the rest. The future of the event now sits firmly in the hands of the Newcastle City Council.
So they've just punted
and balled it off.
Yeah, and they've said, well, it's not us, it's the council that's indecisive. And I guess maybe the reasoning behind it, or, you know, why they're taking so long, is because residents are so split on whether or not they want the supercars back.
Well, what'd you say, Jess, the poll was pretty much 50-50.
It was pretty much 50-50. I think council are scared to make a decision. Like, they released a statement yesterday too, basically throwing it back sort of on the government and supercars, saying that to date, neither of those parties have agreed on a five-year extension. The government's only offered a one-year extension. So what's a council to do?
They're trying to get out of being seen as the decision makers, maybe.
It really feels like that.
Because some of the arguments against it I've seen online is the bump in and bump out takes too long. So in the last one, it was nearly 2 months that you couldn't visit parts. For example, you couldn't even go to Horseshoe Beach all of February, all of March. That's a public thing you should be able to get to.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are some of the arguments there. And it's just sort of like using a public good, which is your beaches, your roads and stuff, to make a private company money. Supercars.
But surely there's more financial, like to the economy, surely it is a boost. Lots of people come. It is a tourist event, you know, the cafes and all the restaurants, the pubs, the bars, they get people, don't they?
Only for that period when it's on, like for that sometimes up to months before and after.
They lose.
You can't park there. Like I avoid the whole area during that time because I'm like, I'm just not even bothering.
Looking at it like solely from a spectator's point of view, don't have a business there, not worried about that financial side. I loved it last year. I thought it was great.
And, you went and saw the music, right?
Well, that's it. Like, I'm not a big motorsports guy. I went and watched the race still and enjoyed it because the atmosphere is great when you see it live. But more so, I enjoyed the live music, the acts they had. John Stevens rocked the house out. You know, we had Ice House. We had Hilltop Hoods. It was, I don't know. I thought it was a great night. I went and kicked on afterwards. I went to Uptowns, I think. Walked there, had a few drinks. Like, I don't know. I thought it was a great event.
This is the, I guess, split, though, that we need to sort out. And we'd like to get just Newcastle's temperature on this. 4967 4105. Does Newcastle want the supercars back? Let's ask.
Yeah, let's sort it out because obviously the cows can't make a decision. So let's make one here. Whatever we decide
goes
is final. 4967 4105. Do we want the supercars event back? Do we love it? Do we think it was a hassle? What is the like you said, temperature across Newcastle? And of course, best calls on air today. Ironically, $100 worth of free fuel
in Madawi. Gabby, what are your thoughts? Do you want them back or not?
Bring it back! Bring it back! 100% I want to see it back. Let's go.
All right, you're a big supercars fan. You love a big engine, do you?
Absolutely. I'm there every year. It's like the little fun thing I go and do with my partner. I would love to see it back.
All right.
There you go. Well, that's one person saying, singing, bring it back.
Yeah.
Doesn't get more passionate than that, does it?
I wasn't expecting that. To Belmont next, Corrine, what are your thoughts? Do you want the supercars back?
No, I don't think it's fair on the businesses of Newcastle, and I think there's plenty of places to put a racetrack where a racetrack should be.
You know what? A lot of people do want, they don't mind having supercars in Newcastle. We'll just put it on a racetrack is the thoughts, yeah?
Yes, that's exactly it, Dahl.
Okay,
interesting.
Very good.
So what, just out of the CBD?
Yeah, well, that's
what the argument is.
Yeah, we'll just put it somewhere else. And then you can have other race events as well. You can make a full calendar. And a lot of people, you can have track days, all sorts of things, really.
Okay, well, one apiece on the phones at the moment. A deciding vote.
Once and for all.
We go to Aberglasson. Morning, Trent. What are your thoughts on the Newcastle 500? Do you want it back?
Mate, it needs to be back, mate. They need to extend it longer than a year. They don't realise the amount of money, accommodation that gets filled up. If you leave it too late, you can't get in for accommodation.
There you go. Popular event.
Yeah.
And with Trent's vote, it's coming back next year because New FM's word is final, of
course. That's right. Our word's final.
Newcastle County, you're listening? Newcastle want it back, according
they say,
to our short sample size.
They say yes, New FM.
What will it be? Box 1, 2, or 3? This is New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Oh, Stephen, I love picking boxes, and that's what we're going to be doing up next. Of course, one lucky local Novocastrian's going to be choosing 1, 2, or 3 and getting a prize up next.
Pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah. Self-explanatory. Give us a call, 4967 4105. That magic number one more time. 4967 4105.
That was in stereo for you. That's a little treat. You can enjoy that. All you got to do is call up and then choose 1, 2, or 3. We'll open the box. Tickets are yours.
Yeah, of course. New FM's Ticket Picker Box. Your tickets to unforgettable experiences. We're playing all day. So our next local contestant, Mitchell from Waratah West. Morning, Mitch. How are you?
Morning, mate. How's yourself? Good.
Oh, I'm very well, mate. We're, you know, excited.
Answering for Stephen. I love that. Nah. How's yourself? You're good.
No, we're, you know, we're a bit of back and forth. That's all right, Cravo.
Yeah, I'm
now,
all about it.
Mitch, a bit of information for you this morning. The three boxes in front of us, 1, 2, and 3, actually go in size order. So one the smallest, then, you know, goes to second, and third being the biggest. We've all been fooled by a small present in a big box before, though. That classic prank. Regardless, though, you're going to walk away a winner. What we'll do is we'll get your dramatic thinking music on, you know, build a bit of suspense. And once that is done, we'll need you to pick one, two, or three. Sound good?
Sounds good, mate.
All right.
Let's do this, Mitch.
Start thinking now. Thinking.
It's all very dramatic, isn't it?
Brain is for thinking. Up here for thinking.
All right. That is the conclusion of your thinking music. So, Mitch, we need to press you for an answer. What box would you like us to open? One, two, or three?
Let's go three, mate.
All right, the biggest box. I like it. I like your style. Congratulations, mate. In the biggest box today, we have a double pass to Blanc de Blanc Encore at the Spiegel Tent. Civic Park,
that?
Newcastle. That's unreal.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's a great night out. Both you and I have been, right?
Yeah, honestly, one of my favourite shows I've ever seen. You're going to enjoy it. Take someone special with you. Have a night out, a few drinks as well. And that's all on us. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Simple as that. And, of course, it is back throughout the day. So make sure you're listening to New FM at all times because you never
don't go
know.
Anywhere.
You never know when it's going to come up. New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, all of Newcastle is wanting to know who is producer Scott's childhood celebrity crush.
Well, I went through a big phase, and I got to say, I still think she's pretty cute.
Taylor Swift?
No. Well, she wasn't my childhood crush. She's just everybody's crush, let's be real. Bonnie Wright. Do you know who that is?
No idea. She's Bonnie Wright. Let me have a quick Google. What would I know her from?
Never heard of her.
What would I know her from? What do you know her from, Scott?
She plays Ginny Weasley in Harry Potter.
Oh, yes.
There
okay.
we go.
Well,
okay.
I know who that is.
There, see, there we go. So I had the biggest crush on Ginny Weasley. I got a thing for redheads. We'll leave that out there for the moment. Right, anyway, but she's just announced that she's given birth to her first child, which is very, very exciting for her. Now, then,
not for you, though.
Not for me, though, because I'm sitting here conflicted, being like, oh. Now she's definitely off the market. Like, it's... Anyway, beside the point, what can you do?
The point where she got... Did she get married?
Yeah, the point where she got married is when she was officially off the market. But
deep down, you were like, maybe they'll get divorced.
Maybe there's a chance. Anyway.
We digress.
Now, I hope I'm saying this name correctly. E-L-I-O. Elio? Elio?
Right, okay.
Yeah. Ocean Wright Lococo.
That's the name of the child, is it?
The name of the child.
What gender is this child? Don't know. That's a pretty neutral
it genuinely
name.
Doesn't say.
Elon Musk and Grimes.
Yeah.
No.
How ridiculous.
Yeah. No.
It feels like something from an old McDonald's song.
Yeah. Genuinely doesn't say the gender of the baby.
E-I-O.
There you go.
Jesus, Crevo. Making fun of the baby's name was born 5 minutes ago.
And not the baby's choice at all.
Well, I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not making fun of the baby. It's making fun of the parents. What are they thinking?
Well, that's what
I think you've dodged a bullet there, Scott.
That's the name they wanted to call. Hey, what can you do? We move on, gents. Well, congratulations to Bonnie Wright and her husband. Some music news. The 1975, they're taking a touring hiatus after they finish their current string of tours. Now, Matt Healy, he's the frontman for the 1975, would have gotten a lot of publicity because there was rumours that he was with Taylor Swift. That's now been put to bed. Mm-hmm. So now he's not touring with the band anymore. The band's not touring. They've announced it at a concert in Sacramento overnight. Not that the band is disbanding, just that they're not going to be touring for a little bit.
Okay, so taking time months. Off.
So, yeah, taking some time off. Matt Healy's a bit of a, what they call him, Ratty Healy, bit of a party boy kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Probably just needs a bit of a detox. And some sad news, unfortunately. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, he's postponed a whole bunch of tours he needs to get some rest because he has peptic ulcer disease.
Ooh,
and so
geez.
He's getting treatment for that.
What's that? Peptic ulcer disease?
Never heard of it.
Not
Sounds
sure.
Sounds like something I would have heard of being in my 50s, but I haven't yet.
Do you not have screening for that every year or something?
Well, no.
Surely there's a test.
Maybe, but I don't remember.
You're right, but the boss man would be getting on now, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
See him while you can, basically.
He's 74 years old.
Wow.
You wouldn't feel that for the boss, but yes,
you wouldn't think that many touring years left.
No. So, hopefully he'd come down under, but again, we'll see whether it does or not.
He's like the Rolling Stones. There's another 30 years still to go. So.
That's very true. And in brief social media news, gents, Facebook is coming out with artificial intelligence. It's been announced this morning, breaking this morning by Zuckerberg himself.
Like their own ChatGPT, is it, or something like that?
Well, you know how you can sort of be like, I want to put a picture of you two, Stephen Crevo, at the Himalayas, and it just generates the Himalayas behind you? They're doing that for Facebook and Instagram.
Interesting.
So I can customize and make your Instagram posts even better. Not exactly sure of the rollout just yet. More advances were made in the Meta world as well regarding some goggles as well. But look, let's be honest, we're not buying them. We're interested in the AI.
Definitely we are. Thanks for that. Of course, you can get your goss here. Same time, same place, every day with producer Scott here on UFM.
UFM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos. UFM.
And in case you have been, you know, living under a rock, Jess has been mentioning it all morning in your live and local news, but big congratulations to our Knights fullbacks, of course, Kaelin Ponga and Tamika Upton, both taking out the Dally M Award for their respective competitions. How good's that?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We're so proud of, you know, locals winning like that.
And there's still more footy to come for Tamika Upton because, of course, the NRLW Knights, they're into the grand final on Sunday.
That's right.
Get behind the girls. And Liv Higgins told us earlier on the show, after party at Next.
That's right.
Get there.
That's an exclusive. You won't hear that anywhere else, right? Next, though, Stephen, your birthday disaster stories.
Uh-oh.
If you've had something go wrong at a birthday party, we want to hear about it. We move into the area of birthday disaster stories.
Oh, no. Someone's special day.
Yeah, there's this video that's just going around, doing the rounds at the moment, if you will. This lady, she gets her lovely big birthday cake, and it's like a two-layer one.
Really?
Right? So on each...
That's some nice friends.
Yeah, exactly. On each layer, they've got candles. So they've got like upper candles and lower candles on the lower.
What?
Very fancy. Obviously, maybe it's like a big, you know, 21st or something like
that.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, this girl, she goes in to blow out the candles at the lower level. And when she does, the candles at the higher level catch her eyelash on fire.
Oh, no. And you're right. If it's like her 21st birthday or something like that, she's probably all dolled up, done her eyelashes proper.
I think they've got extensions because they catch fire so quickly.
Oh.
And it looks like a bigger fire than it should be for a tiny bit of hair. So I'm really thinking she's got the big extensions going on.
Oh, a bit of fuel there.
Oh, exactly.
A bit of kindling.
And she's like banging on her eye, trying to put it out. Everyone looks in shock. Of course, she's got then like a bit of a burn going on, the whole situation. Birthday disaster.
And you know, like people's 21st, you normally save embarrassing stories.
No need.
She jumped ahead of the curve, hasn't she? She's gone, you know what, no embarrassing stories are going to come out. Let's just give them one. You only have one 21st. That's gutting.
4967 4105. Do you have a birthday disaster story? Something that went wrong? Maybe it was yours, maybe someone else's birthday. Dob them in. And, of course, up for grabs, we've got the $100 fuel cards.
Yeah, that's it. And maybe, yeah, you know, maybe you like it's a kid's birthday party, one of your kid's friends. You can rub your hands clean of it. You're not worried, you know, you don't have to worry about the disaster that's going on. You can just watch it.
Yeah,
as a spectator.
As it all unfolded, I remember going to, it wasn't somebody I knew closely, but it was, you know, extended circle of friends. Maybe it was an 18th or 20th or something. Anyway, the parents had given them the keys to the old car, like their family car.
Yeah.
Congratulations, here's your birthday present. That night, had a few beers. This was out in the countryside. Crashed it.
No.
He was fine. Absolutely fine. Had it less than 24 hours.
Yeah, this is what we're chasing, of course. You can get involved in the discussion on the socials, on both the story of the new FM Facebook page, as well as at the Novos _ on Instagram, or for your chance at those $100 fuel cards, 4967 4105, of course, for getting on air today in the draw for some free petrol. We'll go to Millfield this morning. Amanda, morning. What's your birthday disaster?
I bought my husband a pair of socks for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He wore them all day. He said his feet were a bit sore, so he took them off, took a look, and he had blisters about half an inch thick all where his socks were touching on his top of his foot. and he spent 6 hours in hospital, had to have all the skin cut away, and he couldn't wear shoes for a week.
What, was he allergic or something? Was there a reaction?
There must have been something sprayed on them when they were coming through imported, and it's obviously had, yeah, some sort of allergic reaction, or it was a serious burn.
Wow. That's an absolute no. I don't want any, I guess, wash your thongs.
I don't know. That is a big birthday disaster, isn't it?
Off to hospital for 6 hours. An absolute no from me.
A no from me as well. We'll go to Gilliston Heights next. Morning, Zamba. Tell us about your birthday disaster story.
Morning. So it was my 21st birthday and I had booked out the top floor of Finnegan's.
Oh, lovely. All right for some. You're doing all right for yourself, aren't you?
No, I didn't make it.
What happened?
My appendix decided to erupt on my 21st, so I spent my 21st in the hospital getting that removed.
As harsh as that is, the question I've got for you, Zamba, did the party go on without you? You booked it out, I'm sure non-refundable. Did your friends go and celebrate?
It did, but only a few of them because they felt bad.
Okay, I've got another question. Did you see Amanda's husband in the hospital when you were there?
I don't know. They got me in straight away.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. He was probably in the waiting room.
Operation room.
Yeah. Reasonable. Burst appendix. You got to be quickly in.
Yeah, I feel like that is probably pretty high on the priority list.
Also would have been an incredible coincidence, though. You could have just said yes. To Newcastle next, Steve, what was your birthday disaster story?
Well, it was actually me Nen. God love her. She's not around anymore. But
R.I.P.
She went to shops to get balloons, but she didn't like them, so she decided to go to the chemist and she found all these coloured condoms, so she bought them.
No.
Them up, and then whenever all the family arrived, it was just, so embarrassing.
Would have been an icebreaker for sure.
You know, there was kids there and everything. And
oh my God.
Explained to the children, these are just coloured balloons.
Yeah, just small coloured balloons, water balloons. You've seen them before.
Why does that balloon have bumps on it? Why does that one have ridges on it? Good question. We're going to answer
none of those. Why does this one taste like chocolate? No, I'm not sure.
Now you're just asking all sorts of questions. Well, you know what? Plenty of disasters out there. If you've had a birthday disaster, you might be feeling a bit better now.
You most certainly will. It's time for us to go, but of course, before we do have to award $100 worth of free fuel. Plenty of birthday disasters to, I guess, compensate for. I reckon it goes to Zamba and Gilliston Heights, that burst appendix, missing your 21st. Pretty rough. $100 worth of free fuel coming your way.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. If you've had a burst appendix, you deserve it.
You absolutely do. The winning continues as well with New FM's ticket picker box right throughout your day. You and I done and dusted. Creevo, 105 minutes commercial free after us. We'll chat to you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.